News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Was it good news or was it bad news yesterday? The government announced the remaining aspects of the hospitality, entertainment and nighttime economy sector are permitted to open from Friday, albeit with a full range of protective measures in place. Good news if you're a sports fan, there'll be full capacity at events. Nightclubs are reopening, but there's lots of ifs and buts and a bit of confusion in relation to that. And live venues are reopening, but only seated. You can stand beside your seat, but you're not going to see a packed standing concert, at least not for some time. We'll be getting the views of Minister Charlie McConnellogue in a couple of minutes. Ciara, what did you make of it?
Look, I'm delighted to see things open, Shane. I've wanted to see society reopen for a long time. I think it is timely to do so despite the cases. However, I am worried about this version of opening because I think some of the stuff in this is unworkable and extremely difficult to enforce. I think the guidance around nightclubs, I have no idea how a nightclub is going to be. Oh, masks off for walking to the toilet, masks. No, masks on for walking to the toilet, masks off for dancing. I would worry about things like that. I agree with you about gigs. My feeling about this was, yes, use the vaccine certs to access all types of indoor gatherings. Yes, but also because of the breakthrough infections that we're seeing, because of the fact that we know that up to 30% of those breakthrough infections in vaccinated people can transmit, I think we need negative antigen testing. I know antigen testing is being rolled out as sort of a tool in the test and trace armory, but I felt it was absolutely more important, in fact, nearly, in the mass gathering setting. So I would have significant concerns that we're opening, which is the good thing, but we're not putting on the belt and the braces to do so, which is what we were supposed to do, in my view, because as much as I want to make it workable for businesses, I want to make it workable for infection control, and I'm not sure that this ticks both boxes.
Okay, look, I kind of take a more sanguine view on it. I think we'll sort it out as we go along. I think, look, it's messy. It's always going to be messy, unfortunately, with COVID, unless you shut things down like they're doing or did in New Zealand, or unless you completely open things up like you're doing in the UK. I'm not sure either of those have worked particularly well. But look, let us know your views. 5216 for 30 cent or tweet us at NT Breakfast. We're joined now by the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue. Minister, it's the big criticism of what was announced yesterday, that it's confused. People don't know how it's going to work. Say particularly, let's start with nightclubs, for example. How is it going to work that people are not wearing masks on the dance floor, wearing masks when they're walking around, but not wearing masks when they're eating or drinking? That's a recipe for chaos, isn't it?
Yeah, well, first of all, Shane, I think it's important to acknowledge that this is a day and a decision that we've been waiting for. Many people have been waiting for a long time. It's a really important step in the journey to returning to a more normal existence. And certainly whenever we set out as a government, the reopening pathway at the start of September and the gradual reopening throughout September was the 22nd of October as the date for a full reopening. We were looking forward to this moment. And indeed, over the last number of weeks over that September and October period, there was an improving profile in relation to infections, and that was very encouraging. But as with so many things over the last 18 months in relation to COVID and trying to get back to normal life and dealing with the challenge, it has proven more complicated than we would like and not as straightforward as we'd like. But nonetheless, we do, working with public health advice now, feel that we're in a position to move ahead and to reopen. But it is going to require people continuing to remain vigilant, and it is going to require people, we are going to remain dependent on public understanding.
Yeah, no, it is. It's also going to require clarity. Minister, and we don't really have clarity at the moment.
Yeah, it will require clarity, and the government will be engaging with key stakeholders today in relation to bringing that clarity to those, the nightclub sector, for example, and the hospitality and entertainment sector that will be reopening on Friday, to look at how we can put in place the safety protocols as best as possible in those to keep people safe.
Once they get into a nightclub, are people realistically going to wear a mask when they're walking around? They're not. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, so listen, obviously the government got the advice from NPHET on Monday evening and then made the decision yesterday in relation to the proceeding with the reopening on Friday. So now today there will be further engagement in relation to the finer detail around that. And obviously, as we've done at all times, we've looked at this very much through the prism of public health. and looking at across all sectors of society as we reopen them, how we can do it as safely as possible. There will be further engagement required now with those key sectors that are reopening for the first time in 18
months.
Well,
they'd want to happen pretty quickly. They're opening on Friday.
And they will be. And listen, you know, we shouldn't move away from or forget the fact that, you know, we're reopening. A lot of that reopening is happening for the first time in 18 months. And it's an important day and an important moment. But obviously, over the next couple of days, as we get to the stage where we move from not being closed for 18 months to reopening, some finer details will need to be ironed out.
I think most people, Minister, and
I think that's important, and that will be happening, you know, today and tomorrow.
Okay, I think most people accept there's always going to be anomalies with this, that COVID is messy. But, I mean, as anomalies go, the idea that you can dance in a nightclub, but you can't dance to a live band, that's a whopper, isn't it?
Well, listen, in each setting, it's about how we can, I mean, and we've seen this with the reopening of all things over the last period of time. In each setting, it's about how you can do it, how you can get back to as normal a life as possible, but stay as safe as you can and maintain infection control as best you can in doing that. There's different levels then and different settings that can apply. The key thing is teasing out that detail. Obviously, yesterday we made the decision to move ahead and to reopen. Today, there'll be engagement with each of those sectors in relation to putting in place that protocol. I think that's a reasonable and understandable sequencing. I think we shouldn't lose focus on the bigger picture that, you know, this is a big step. It's an important step. It's one we all welcome.
Right.
But it is against a backdrop, obviously, of everyone continuing to be careful in each setting. And that personal responsibility part is going to be really important in the weeks ahead.
But it's also important that people know what's happening. Like, for example, table service. Is there going to be table? There's table service in bars still. Is there going to be table service in nightclubs, or will you be able to go up to the bar in a nightclub? I'm not saying you know the answer to that or should know the answer as Minister of Agriculture, but somebody should.
Yeah, and there's going to be engagement in that today to put in place the appropriate protocols for each setting.
Okay.
And obviously, all of these decisions are big ones. As we've seen at different times over recent months, we haven't always been able to proceed as we'd have liked in terms of reopening. Things have been paused at different times. Thankfully, yesterday, all things considered, engaging with the public health, we decided that we could make a decision and go ahead. So it's appropriate and proportionate today now that there would be the finer detail would be ironed out. And I think people understand that that's a job of work as well.
All right. What about ventilation? Because that's something that you could argue, well, you only got the advice from NPHET in relation to what should happen in the last couple of days. But we've known for months that nightclubs are going to reopen. Like, why is there no mention of ventilation? That seems like a basic in this day and age after 20 months of COVID.
Yeah, well, like each setting and each business is going to have to look at their own environment now and take upon themselves that role of putting in place safeguards
to tell a politician from Donegal about the idea of leaving regulation up to the users. The government needs to regulate. The government needs to say we have to have proper ventilation standards.
And we do. I mean, in each setting, ventilation has to be a key part of how we address this. And ventilation has to be maximised in each setting, Shane.
But it wasn't mentioned yesterday.
But it's more challenging, obviously, in some settings over others. But there is a responsibility there on all of us in our personal lives and indeed each business to take the steps, every step possible to minimise the chance of infection in each setting. Obviously, in relation to establishing those protocols now, today and tomorrow with each sector, that will be something that will be discussed. But going forward then, listen, I mean, you know, as we continue to deal with this challenge over the next number of weeks and months, the responsibility is going to be, and now that we're fully reopened, the responsibility is going to be very much on people in an individual capacity and in terms of those who have responsibility for others and those who are running businesses. As we've seen, indeed, like, you know, businesses have done this really well over the course of COVID. They've taken that responsibility very seriously, and I do believe they will continue to do that. And I also believe that the public will be expecting and demanding that of every business, that every appropriate step is taken.
Two quick last questions on this. You must be frustrated with NIAC at this stage that we still don't have a decision on a booster for healthcare staff. Like, what's taking them so long?
Yeah, well, obviously, there's a clear prioritisation in relation to over 60s based on healthcare risk from coming from NIAC, as Minister Stephen Donnelly has outlined yesterday. He's engaged with NIAC in relation to healthcare staff and coming to a resolution there and having that fully assessed. So I do expect clarity on that soon.
We want to get it pretty quick. I mean, that ship in the Panama, stuck in the Panama Canal, has moved quicker than NIAC on some of these issues.
Yeah, well, listen, I think it's important to recognise, obviously, the tremendous work that has happened in relation to the vaccination rollout and how efficiently that has happened. And that's put us in the situation where we are now, able to reopen society. NIAC have advised that for over 60s, they're the highest risk category group. Obviously, there is a key question there in relation to following through on the booster vaccines for healthcare staff as well. And that's something that Minister Donnelly has been engaged with them on in terms of how that's sequenced.
Okay, all right. You'd like to see them make a decision pretty promptly, I presume.
I think we can expect that. Minister Donnelly's engaged with them on it as well.
Okay, Minister, just before you go, you are this morning in your capacity as Minister for Agriculture announcing an historic new CAP deal with farmers. Just bring us up to speed on what's happening.
Yeah, so I'm announcing with the Taoiseach this morning and my ministerial colleagues, Minister Pippa Hackett and Minister of State Martin Hayden, the funding commitment between now and 2027 for the Common Agricultural Policy, and particularly for many of the schemes that take place within that to support various sectors and indeed to support the environment that farmers can participate in. And thankfully, we'll be announcing a 50% increase on funding from what it would have been in the previous cap. We'll be seeing over this 7-year period from now until the end of 2027. And total 2.9 billion euro of co-financing from the government for this compared to 1.9 billion previously. And I'm grateful for the support of my ministerial colleague, Minister Michael McGrath, in recognising the importance of underpinning farm family incomes in the time ahead and indeed supporting farmers financially in the many options that will be available to them to participate in environmental schemes, for example, in the time ahead. Obviously, there's a big challenge across all society in the time ahead in relation to addressing the climate change challenge. Farmers will have to do that alongside their core purpose of producing high quality, safe, sustainable food. And it's important that we financially support them in doing that. And I'm glad to be introducing and announcing this package today, which will really strengthen and underpin farm incomes over the next number of years.
Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnell-Logue, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.